thank you, BBS Radio, for making this possible. For us, as a group of people, we have the wild hour tonight. 1 hour with Win Free and Sherry Brown, located in Sedona, Arizona. Today it is November the 18th, Monday, 2019, a week and a half away from Thanksgiving. About good evening, welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, White Dove in Idaho.
Hello, White Dove. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi.
And the next person that joined in, we welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Jennifer from Greensburg, PA.
Hello, Jennifer. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, everyone. Hi.
And everyone listening in to BBS Radio, we welcome you. As usual, this is a simulcast with a conference call, as you just heard. You can call in live to the show. That's how it all started. And also in the next hour, good evening, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Prudy.
Welcome to the call, Prudy.
Thank you.
Good to have you.
Hi, Prudy. Hi. Hello, everyone. Hi.
As I was saying, in the next hour, 7 p.m. Pacific time, we continue on a different conference call line with our daily Whole Planet Healing gathering where we mingle together. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Antonio in California.
Antonio, welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Antonio.
Hi, Antonio.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
How are you? Hi, Prudy.
Just us so far.
I guess.
Who else is on?
BBS.
And of course, yeah, those listening on BBS, I want to mention and continue with the Whole Planet Healing call. You can find the information at wholeplanethealing.com. It contains the phone number to call into, which is, I'm going to give it to you next, phone number 712-770-4340. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry. Welcome.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
And to continue on that phone number, 712-770-4340, the access code is 250-513-pound. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hello. Hi, this is Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jane. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Antonio.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, everybody.
You'll have a lot of fun on Whole Planet Healing, but not too much.
That's my favorite call out of all the ones we do.
Yeah.
It's such a wonderful just spiritual experience.
Mm-hmm.
Mine too.
Mm-hmm. Is it pretty?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like all the energy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Such a beautiful way to end the day, you know, because here it's like late, much later than where you are. But yeah, it's really nice.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Don.
Hi,
welcome.
Don.
Hi,
Don.
Hi, Don.
Hi, everybody.
The Whole Planet Healing, that's all that I always look forward to.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, everyone. Shirley from Ohio.
Welcome, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hey, Shirley.
And the next person, welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Debbie from Costa Mesa, California.
Good evening, Debbie. Welcome.
Hello, hi. How are you? Hi, everybody.
Good.
Hi, Debbie.
Hello.
Debbie Dolphin.
Antonio. That's funny.
All right. And welcome, if you just joined in online through BBS, we welcome you. Thank you for being here.
And, like, sometimes I'll be feeling depressed or sad, then I go on Whole Planet Healing, then after the call is done, then I feel better.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Raises your energy. Beautiful. I look forward to it every evening.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. It's a really important part of the day for me now, and I think most of us, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you just tuned in, wholeplanethealing.com is the website where you can find the information they're just suggesting here. Wholeplanethealing.com.
Oh, yeah. Please join us. That's really wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
The more people we have on the call, the more energy we can send out.
Mm-hmm.
Planet.
Right. That's exactly right.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say a name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Welcome, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Good evening. Hi.
Hi, Roger.
Hi.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, hi, hi.
And someone else joined in as well. Welcome. Please say a name and location.
Hi, guys. It's Bonnie.
Welcome, Bonnie.
Thank
Bonnie.
You,
Bonnie.
Thank
hi.
You for being here. Welcome to the next caller. Please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Dharmananda.
Welcome, Dharmananda.
Thank you.
Hi, Dharmananda.
Hello, Dharmananda.
Dharmananda.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say a name and location.
Good evening, Wanda Saskatchewan.
Welcome to you, Wanda.
Wanda.
My crown chakra just opened up.
Ooh. Does it tingle?
Yes. Well, it feels like somebody is squeezing the top of my head.
Good evening. Welcome to the gathering over here. Please say a name and location.
Hi, Terry from Dallas.
Hi, Terry. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Or it's kind of like somebody put a rubber band on top of my head.
Really? Mine feels like it's opening up. It's like a tingle on the top, and it almost feels like I could feel it opening at the top. It's really neat.
Or it also kind of feels like somebody has their hand on top of my head.
Oh, the Elohim maybe, huh?
Yes.
They're helping you. They are definitely helping you. They're helping me, Antonio. They're helping all of us. They're there.
They're helping.
And if you ask, they want to help, but they have to be asked.
Yeah. All you have to do is ask. They have said that.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. They truly are there because they have helped me countless times already in the last few years. And it's funny how they do it. They never want to infringe on your free will. And they kind of tell you in a roundabout way, and you have to figure it out for yourself, kind of, you know? Real interesting.
I was having this really big panic attack. Like, it's been, a long time ago, and I called in the Elohim to help me. So it's like, Elohim, please help me. And,
you can do that any time of the day, you know?
Yes.
I talk to them on the drive.
That is, like, I was running around my room, and I couldn't, control my panic attack, and I was going to take Xanax, and as soon as I reached for the bottle of Xanax, the panic attack went away.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're helping you to control it. They're not doing it for you. They're helping you to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's wonderful. You're getting wonderful results. It's truly amazing, Antonio, from when you first started coming in to the call.
Yeah.
I'm very happy for you. You know, you're doing it without drugs. You know, I mean, you're doing it without, pharmaceutical help. You know, a lot of people turn to that, but you're doing it by yourself.
I do take stuff in the morning.
Oh, I understand. Yeah.
But like Xanax, that's for emergencies, and I haven't taken it in months. And
that's great.
The last time I refilled 15 pills or 30 pills, lasted me 6 months.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm very, very happy for you.
Thank you.
On the right track.
And everybody on the call.
Shirley, are you feeding the squirrels?
Yeah.
Making all that noise.
Well, actually, I was making nuts outside. Oh, Christian.
I think our buddy forgot. It's almost quarter after.
Yeah. Terry Brown.
Yeah.
Do you know about your buddy?
He's looking at his phone.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please name a location.
It's Wynn in Sedona.
Hello,
hey,
Wynn in Sedona.
We call
you
Wynn.
Good evening,
Wynn.
Good evening, Terry.
Hi. Hello.
I wonder what number, what name I'm under on the console today.
You're anonymous.
Anonymous.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Yeah. It's with a capital, though.
Does anybody have their survey open?
Anybody have what?
Their third eye open?
Well, you know what? Something that I've noticed is things open and shut and open and shut. And, you know, very rarely, if ever, do I find someone that's always open, you know?
Yeah. Because I don't know if, I don't know if everybody sees things different or if it's the same.
Well, have you experienced your third eye being open?
I don't think so. Well, when I look at my mom, I see green around her, but I don't
see
anything.
You see rings around her?
Green.
Green?
Yes.
Well, that probably means your third eye is open.
And on the whole Planet Healing call, sometimes I feel it tingling.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I think it's open, but I don't know if it's activated.
Well, you'll find out.
Yeah, I've been doing automatic writing, and I could ask questions like that, see what I get.
Well, just be very careful that you evaluate the answers carefully, because
yes,
I can't say this enough, because something comes from the other side, doesn't mean you can trust it.
Yeah, and I always call in I call in the light in my angels, and before I do that, because if it's something that tells me that I have to do something, then I'm not going to trust it.
Well, you know, if something is positive, it will usually give you something that you can apply to your life, and you'll make a fork and say, that was good, you know?
Yes. Like, I asked my angels if they had a message for me, and I was just writing this, like, random stuff down, and the last thing I wrote was, like, a full sentence, and it said, just do what scares you. Don't be afraid. We will always be with you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds good.
Yes.
It's good for everybody to do what scares them. Because, believe it or not, probably most of the people on this line have an area of fear. Okay? Did you know that?
Yeah.
By the way, hello to everybody on BBS. If you're actually out there. But usually these things happen slowly, gradually, not like a big deal. Sometimes you have a big deal experience and you say, pretty far out. But then you go back to your former self, you know, or for the part of you that was there. Let's see. What are we going to do today? You know what? I think I'll start the tape and I'll share a couple of things.
The recording has started.
This is November 18th, 2019. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. I think Terry, are you on the line? Yes?
Yeah, I'm here.
I see Dharmananda on the line. Hi, Dharmananda.
Hey, Wynn.
And Don Herman and Debbie Dalton and Bonnie and somebody in Bayside, New York. Who's in? If you want to say hello, you don't have to. If you're new, are you in Bayside?
I'm in New York.
Okay, and someone in.
Avalanche.
Somebody's talking about an avalanche.
Yeah, there was an avalanche in Switzerland.
There was.
Yeah.
Long time of year for that.
Now, you know, I was going through some stuff yesterday. In fact, I spent half the night up doing this. And going through some old channelings, and I found some amazing things. And I'll be doing some of them on Whole Planet Healing. And like in one of the channelings, they said, that because of our group, they were able to help 6,000 people on the other side cross over.
Yeah.
And I thought that would, yeah. It may not be true, but it probably is.
What? Yeah, why would she channel that? She's such a clear channel.
Well, I don't even know if Terry channeled. I think it was Terry that channeled that. but she's not always clear.
You know, you've gotten better though, Terry. Your channeling is phenomenal now. Just amazing.
Oh yeah. But sometimes, I mean, I tell this to Terry. Sometimes she does bleed through. Okay.
I think everybody does that though.
Oh, stop coming to her projection. Don't dare say anything about Terry. Don't say nothing bad about my baby.
That's right. Not about Terry.
Well,
we all love her.
I mean, but of course we love her. And when she has bleed through, because she has a nice mind, it's even that's not negative.
That's right. It's so sweet.
Right. But I notice it because, you know, I got to be in the position of kind of steering things. And, you know, sometimes something on a channeling will cause me to do something that I might not have done otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to be really careful. Even if it's bleed through, if it feels right, I could still do it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But do you guys know what bleed through is?
I do not.
Yeah. So I'll give you an example with Terry. Terry tends, in the past, to find heroes, and she looks up to them, and I don't know if I'm one of her heroes. Terry, am I a hero? No, wait a second.
Don't
answer that. Okay.
I don't think so.
Long pause.
Oh, God.
But say, for example, there was a period of time when there was a doctor in Santa Monica in Texas named Dr. Marshall. And Terry would listen to him on the radio. You know, then when she would do channelings, she'd always refer people to Dr. Marshall, okay? And that might have been, we have people that had really good things happen as being referred to Dr. Marshall. But nonetheless, it was a bias. And there might have been someone else that was really good or even better. You know, she would only refer to people that she knows, okay? Or she listens to Dutch Fence. And sometimes when she's channeling, she might say something that she heard from Dutch Fence, and it comes off like it's the Elohim saying it, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And those are two examples of bleed through, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And interestingly enough, today I was compiling a whole bunch of stuff on earthquakes that we have, okay? Because I think I'm going to put it together in a little book. It wouldn't be that hard to do, and I think everyone would be interested. And and I found some amazing things, like that thing about 6,000 people crossed over or got help because of the Elohim, and a number of things. And then we did a channeling, and I was trying to nail them a little bit more on the Cascadian fault line, which we did last Monday, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And And I said, well, can you give me a period of time between what and what that might happen? Could it happen tomorrow? Could it happen in 2 years, right?
Right.
And they kind of said, well, it could happen tomorrow or it could happen in 100 years, right? So 100 years means you can breathe clearly. And as long as you're not breathing earthquake dust, right? And, you know, they do not like to make prophecies. They do indicate that things can shift. And I was listening to these sessions, and I said, we have unbelievable amount of archives on the Spirit Channel. Now, you know, there's the Carla Ruckert method of getting things out, which is just put it all up and hope somebody discovers it. And, you know, I was critical of Carla, not critical in a judgmental way, but I was thinking, why doesn't she name these sessions? Why does she just say March 17th, 1983, March 12th, 1983? And, you know, they should have titles because then it encourages people to be curious and listen to that particular one. But I kind of realized our Spirit Channel is kind of the same way. And I would like to change that. I would like to put titles on all the calls, to give some brief hint about what they're about.
Yeah.
And I only have so much time to do these kinds of things in between everything else I'm doing. And if I had a lot of money, I'd pay somebody to do it. We have oodles of audios that have never been transcribed, right? And I'd like to pay somebody to do all the transcriptions. And I mean, probably more than one person, because there's not many, you know? And we were lucky enough at different times of doing this, we had a couple of people that were on Social Security, loved our work, and all they wanted to do was do transcriptions. And one of them was Suzanne. Suzanne, what was Suzanne's last name, Terry?
Hayes.
Suzanne Hayes. And she was a real trooper. She did probably hundreds of transcriptions. And then we had another person, Connie, that did them. Connie's really needed to be edited badly, but it didn't matter because we had the raw material. But then we have, I think it's very important, it's obviously important, you have to tempt people to read these things and just don't put a date on it because they're so, some of them are earth-shattering. But sometimes there's, you know, the low-key approach of letting people find things, letting people discover things, and not telling people what it is. Because some of the stuff is so provocative, if you put a headline on it, Even the work we're doing, who am I? Okay, I mean, in another, people get titles and then they insulate themselves from the human part of something. Like Terry could be a saint, and she was a saint. Somebody could call me a prophet. And who wants to be a prophet? But in any case, I don't think of myself as a prophet. I don't think of myself as an identity. I think I'm a bozo, and I said this. We're all bozos. Carlo Rucker would say that all the time. We're all bozos. And just because we're having phenomenal experiences of some sort doesn't unbozo us, you know? This, every one of us has to apply this to our life. And I can say, to much to whom much has been given, much is expected. And I keep thinking, I have not even begun to rise to my occasion and do the best I can do on this, you know? And because I'm used to being a public figure. I mean, I'm comfortable being a public figure. But I don't necessarily want to be a public figure. But it's for the highest good to do that. Mm-hmm. Sources want me to do that, you know? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was thinking that, what is everybody's next step? You know, everyone here has a next step of something. I'm thinking, I should do this, I should be that. I should love somebody, I should get married, I should get divorced. I should move to Sedona, I should move from Sedona. And I think, you know, is anyone afraid of their next step?
But not anymore.
No?
I used to be.
Does anybody know what their next step is or what they're thinking about, what they'd like to do?
No idea.
Nope.
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 Idea. Mm-mm.
Well, my next step is to win the lottery.
Good. Great.
Good goal.
Except that probably won't happen.
Now, don't say that, because then you're putting a negative there.
Well, I don't buy lottery tickets, so
well,
Terry, can, Terry might win the lottery. But I don't think, you know, I don't know if you all remember, but when Daphne and I were first together, I asked them, I said, we were struggling, really struggling. And I said, can't you help us win the horse races? Anyone remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
What did they say?
They wouldn't do it. I don't remember exactly.
They said it would send me back to patterns of previous lifetimes that wouldn't...
Yes.
Wouldn't be good.
Yes, it
for
wasn't
what,
good
what
for
I'm
your
supposed
growth.
To.
Yeah.
Would you like to say your name and your city?
Hi, it's Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hi, Janine.
Hi, Janine.
Hello,
hi, Janine.
How are you?
We were just talking about you.
Oh, that's cool. What did I do?
I'm teasing you.
Oh, I know. I'm teasing you back.
Well, what did you do?
Well, I called in late.
Mm-hmm. Were you resisting coming to the call? Were you resisting coming to the call because you hoped nobody would notice you?
Oh, no. I was busy texting my kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay. Oh, my goodness, I got to get on the phone call. I really miss him, so... not good not being on him. I miss him.
Yeah.
You know, there is a level of soul on this call that when you come to it and you open up to the energies of it, you're not just, it may seem you're a passive participant, okay?
Uh-huh.
And, but you're not really. Because when you start activating your higher energies and you put those energies into the mix, you're not passive, you're active, you're part of it. You're part of the group energy. And it's one thing to say that. When you have the experience, you know you're having it. Am I right?
You are.
Yeah. Which is amazing phenomena. And that
I know
is...
when I was in Phoenix a couple weeks ago, and I couldn't. Well, I wasn't in Phoenix. It was Wilcox. But I really, really miss not being able to call. Didn't have any service.
You know, the Elohim talk about anchor points. And we all make anchor points on the earth. You know, starting with our home, starting with our friends if you have some, starting with your family if you have them. They're anchor points. They hold us in a positioning here. Even your city, even restaurants. I do anchor points at restaurants and bars. But I'm detached from them, but I can see how they work. But on the call, we're making an anchor point in a higher realm. I would speculate to say. And by the way, if anyone's listening on BBS, our Monday call is kind of a wild card. And sometimes we play replays. Sometimes we have a BS session like this. I don't know if BS is the right word. It's not the right word. Because even on this call right now, we've come together and people can feel the energy on the call. Am I right?
Yes.
Very true.
Yeah. It's not boring. Although somebody who comes in for the first time might be boring. They say, how do these guys get to have that experience? If anyone wonders, we do a call every night at 7 o'clock called Whole Planet Healing. And if you come to it every day and you're open, at least, to the possibility, probably within a couple of weeks, you'll have an experience. And you might even be having an experience now trying to figure out how do all these people talk so familiarly with each other. They've never met each other. Why are they familiar with each other? And if I was going to answer that, I would answer that to say, we have met each other on a soul level. And what does that mean? You know, that's like, what is a soul level? And then I would say that everyone has a hologram that goes into higher dimensions. And most of us don't access those dimensions because we don't have any reference point for it. You never, how do you find something if there's no reference point? And so we become seekers. I was a seeker for a good portion of my life. I just wanted to know how everything worked. I wanted to know everything. Boy, did I bite off more than I could chew.
Apparently you didn't.
Well, I guess I'm still chewing here. But, I used to feel when I was younger, everyone has it together but me. Everyone has friends but me. Everyone has girlfriends but me. What am I supposed to, you know, I would sit and watch people. And in college, I would sit on the steps of the student union and watch everyone. And they all seemed to be having it together. They seem to be. It took me a while to realize they didn't, but they could project that out. But they seem to be. And I said, why don't I have it together? Why don't I have any of those things? And, I mean, I can see now, looking back on it, that none of those things would have fulfilled me. But when you're young, you don't know anything, and you learn from your parents, and I'm supposed to get married, and I'm supposed to have my family over every once a week for dinner. You know, you model, that's the way life is. And probably we've all had, has everyone had those kinds of ideas? Not maybe the same ones as me, but you modeled yourself on what you were supposed to do from your parents. Nobody's talking, huh?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
Well, you're an unusual case, Antonio, okay?
Thank you.
I don't know if that's positive, but but it is what it is. I mean, you're an advanced soul in many ways. But you don't have a mastery in this realm.
And I didn't fit in anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And
neither did I.
And I started going on whole planet healing, and then everyone was like the same as me.
Mm-hmm. Who else didn't fit in anywhere?
I didn't.
Who's that?
Yep.
Who?
Yes. Did not fit anywhere.
White Dove?
Yep.
Well, you're a friend of Lauren's, aren't you?
Yep.
That was kind of a fit, right?
Yeah, that's been a fit for several lifetimes. We've been cousins.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That's why we understand each other.
You know, when Jerry was younger, Jerry, did you fit? Luckily, when she was younger, they didn't have mute buttons.
I never fit, but I was real good at faking it.
Is that Jennifer?
Yeah.
I'll bet
I did what
good.
I had to do. You know, I did what I had to do. I had a family very young, and I had kids to take care of, and I had to be the normal mom. I was in charge.
Mm-hmm.
So I played that role really well, I think. But yeah, I knew I didn't belong here. From when I was really, really young, I kept thinking to myself, why am I here? Like, as a really young kid, it never made any sense to me. But
I can totally relate.
Oh, okay. Good. It's not just me.
You're not alone.
Wonderful to hear.
Do you still maintain connection with your kids?
My children? Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
Today's
they love
my daughter's
you.
Birthday. Oh, God, yeah. We're close. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I took my daughter out for birthday dinner yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I see them. They're busy. They're in that stage of life where they're raising their children. They all work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a busy, busy, busy time. And the kids, you know, they have all their activities and stuff. So it's
just a different life now. My life went from like 120 miles an hour to zero.
Mm-hmm.
It was a real big shock because I got sick and I had to quit working. And it was just a big, it was a big shock. So I'm still kind of adjusting to my different lifestyle.
Like making it up as you go.
Absolutely. Yeah, I never had a plan. I admire people who have a plan, a life plan.
Mm-hmm.
I never had a life plan. Of course, I was of the hippie era, too. So that's I was like you, Wim. You know, we were just kind of loosey-goosey.
Where were you when you were a hippie?
Well, I grew up in College Town. So I was a hippie from the time I was in high school.
College Town?
Yeah, I grew up in a little college town.
Which one?
California, University of Pennsylvania. I don't know if you know where that is.
Oh.
It's south of Pittsburgh.
University of Pennsylvania. But that's started in Philadelphia, right?
No, it's California University of Pennsylvania in California, PA.
So it's not affiliated with the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia?
No, it's not. No. Mm-mm. This is a state school, a state college.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so it was hippie time. You know, I was in the 60s and 70s, so that was my era. And I think my heart is still a hippie. I'm an old hippie.
Well, you know, there were beautiful things about the hippie thing. And, of course, I was in the middle of it.
Yeah,
I was in Berkeley and San... Get a Medicare. Is that Terry?
No, it was me. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I apologize.
I was looking back. I know I was a wanderer. And when all those BNs happened, I used to be in the crowd, and I could feel the energy, and I would get so spaced out in a good way. And I didn't have to do drugs to do it. And I said, these are my people. The world is going to grow up to be like this, where everyone's going to have a good time and enjoy
and
each other. And
yeah,
love each other.
Yep.
Who else was a hippie? Who else was a hippie on the line? Who else was a hippie?
I still am a hippie.
Is that Wanda? Did you guys recognize that voice?
No, it kind of broke up.
I thought it was Cecil.
Oh, Dharmananda. Dharmananda.
No. Oh, Dharmananda. Oh, yeah. You're obviously a hippie.
Yeah.
But, you know, one of the things about that era is that the value of money and possessions was very much, how would I say it? Denied. It was
a lower priority.
De-emphasized.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? In the 60s and 70s, there was a great economic boom at that time. And many people had more possessions than their parents had. Many.
True.
And, but if you were the children, and I'm not talking about us because you were young, but suddenly parents were just totally involved in possessions and material things, and you want it not to be that way. And then when you got older, you never took care of that part of your life, and suddenly you have aches and pains in your body and you're not functioning well, and you're suffering a little bit because of it. And you know, I think it's possible for anybody to make money. And I remember when I used to sell things at fairs, it was very hard to get helpers, okay? And because it wasn't like a regular job. It was like this weekend, then you're off, and then 2 weeks later. And I couldn't figure out how to get helpers. And then I got an idea. I would go through where people were homeless, and I'd pick people that I thought had potential. I'd round them up in the morning. Sometimes I had to take them to the house I had and have them all shower, right? And take them out to shows. And sometimes I failed, and sometimes I had some success. There was one guy that was doing this for years, right? And his sister, where did his sister live? I think she lived in Oregon. She used to think I was some kind of messiah because I would pick this guy up, take him to shows, and he would make money, and he was very loving. Terry, you're there. Are you there, Terry?
Yeah, I'm here.
Who am I talking about?
John Sanborn.
No, I never took John Sanborn to shows.
Oh, I did.
You took him to shows to help you. Terry would do shows.
Yeah.
And John, a.k.a. Socrates, would go with her. And just, he didn't really sell, did he?
Yeah. He'd get talking to people. He'd get talking to people, or he'd go out and start talking to people and then bring them over to me.
I see. But the guy I'm talking about was Star. You remember Star, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I didn't really sell with Star. You did, though.
Yeah. Star was this guy that was a Hare Krishna, a homeless Hare Krishna. And he would hang out in the Krishna temple in between doing drugs. And he managed, his energy was so good, he would manage to find places to sleep and no one would bother him. He anchored his energy somewhere. And he was a real pleasure to work with. And then there was another guy who I took to a show, and he was so abrasive, I said, I'm never going to work with him again. I forget his name. Monday. Did I take him to shows?
You took Monday. But you didn't do it a lot.
No, but he was difficult. He was a guy that was a Vietnam vet, and I let him sleep in this big truck I had during the week. And I really was a wanderer. I really was. I had to be of service to people in order to feel complete. No, the guy's name was, I think his name was Paul. I took him to this one show, and I said, I'm never going to use them again. And I didn't. And then months later, I was on a bus. Because my car was at the mechanic, and I had to take the bus to get my car. And who was on the bus was this guy, Paul. And he was so excited to see me. And he said, I have to thank you. And then he had this wooden box, and he opened it. And there were all these watches inside. And he said, since I was out with you, I've been selling watches on the street. And I made enough money that I rented a place. And he was living somewhere. So it's amazing how you never know the little things that you do, the little kindnesses you extend, even though I never use them again. It changed his life. He saw, man, it's possible to have something and people give you money for it.
Yep.
You know, it's very hard for people to receive. It's not hard to sell when you really learn. How many of you have ever sold anything?
Oh, I have.
Me.
I have.
Is that Jennifer?
I have.
Okay. You sold houses.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, that's a sophisticated one, huh?
It's not that sophisticated, believe me.
I'm gonna be on. I'll see you all on there.
What's Robert Antonio? What did you sell?
I'm gonna go greet on Whole Planet Healing.
Okay.
I sold a drum at a yard sale.
Drums?
Yes.
Like, and did you sell them? Did you make money?
I wanted 100 and I got 75.
Now say that again.
I wanted $100 for my drum set and I got 75.
Oh, you were selling your own used drum set.
Yes.
You didn't have a bunch of drums out there.
No.
Now, did you get panic attacks when you were selling?
No. Back then, I didn't get panic attacks.
Mm-hmm. Now, I wonder what happened that caused you to get panic attacks.
When she was assaulted.
I think it was like some guy tried to kidnap me, and then something happened with the police, and just a lot of stuff happened, and it just happened.
We're disturbing. Yeah, very disturbing. Yeah.
He kidnapped you?
Tried to, but like I've been a couple of people have tried to kidnap me since I was little, and I don't know why. And the officer, he came to my house and he told me he was going to arrest me because I was, he said I was giving kids paint to sniff and marijuana to smoke, which I wasn't doing that. And so that after that, I would always get scared when I saw an officer because I thought they were going to arrest me. So then I stopped driving.
Now, when they kidnapped you, did they have something in mind, you think?
No, they didn't kidnap me. It was an attempted kidnapping. This guy, I was in my 20s, and this guy wanted me to get in his van, and he said he was going to give me a free massage. And I said, no, thank you. And he said, he tried to convince me to get in his van, and then he got mad and he tried to get me in his van and I ran away.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess he was a pervert, right?
Yes. And this was when I was in my 20s. And when I was in my 20s, I looked like I was 15.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it all stems from, Antonio.
Yeah, it was just like a lot of things that happened from as little till like my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
But you're getting better, so things are looking up.
Yes.
I know. Happy for you.
And I should be on Whole Planet Healing greeting, so I will see you all on Whole Planet Healing.
Okay.
Thank you, Antonio.
Right.
And is Hayes here? Hello, Hayes. Well,
can you hear me?
I hear you.
All right.
I think we should all be on Whole Planet Healing.
Yes.
And my computer shut off, so I don't have access to the console.
All right, I'm going to open the line.
Muted. Unmuted.
Thank you all. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.
Bye. Did you stop the recording?
This session is no longer being recorded.
Yes, I did.
Okay. All right.
See you at the Whole Planet. 712-770-4340. Access code 250513#.
We'll see you there in a minute.